Hey, it's Sean Fennessy, one of the hosts of the Prestige TV podcast. HBO's Barry is back for a fourth and final season, and that means I'll be back recapping the show with co-creator and star Bill Hader to dive deep on the themes, scenes, and major moments in the series. Bill will provide insight into how every episode was made and why it's ending. New Prestige TV Barry recaps will go live every Sunday night when the episode ends, so make sure you're subscribed to the Prestige TV podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I am joined by my colleague who is in the room where it did not happen, Amelia Wedemeyer.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Juliette. How are you?
I'm not good. It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast here on Monday.
Right.
I've yet to see the 86-minute Love is Blind finale. I'll watch it as soon as we're done here. Callie and I will recap it tomorrow morning. Yeah. I've seen some clips.
Yeah,
I was on Reddit, so I've got some intel, but not as much as you, because you went to the live taping, the allegedly live taping. So, Amelia,
we don't know if it was live.
Just break it all down. So it's like it's 5:04 or whatever PM for you, and the show has not started. Do they make an announcement? Like, what's going on inside?
No, it was advertised in this email that you so graciously passed on to me. That you could come and like experience the pods, and there would be cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And yes, there were cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. Lovely. But there were no pods to be seen anywhere. And my friend and I were like, wait, we want to try the pods. What is going on? And
I would love to try a pod too.
I was so looking forward to going into these little pods. And that was just that. I'm sorry, it was disappointing. Anyway, you walk into a room and it's just like a giant room with like a stage, but there was no one on the stage. There was just a giant screen, and they were playing a video, a B-roll of all of the Love is Blind people, like doing some like, we're pouring tea and like, here's our chalices and whatnot. And they put out. So then we got there. We mingled. We talked. There were a lot of Netflix people there. And they were so nice. The thing was, everyone there was like just beyond nice.
Who'd you talk to? Who were you excited to see?
Who was I excited to see? I mean, it was just exciting to see like past contestants from these shows.
Sure.
And I don't watch The Circle, but my friend does.
The Circle is very good.
That's what I hear.
You would like it, Amelia.
I'm sure I would. I gave it one episode and was kind of like, but okay. Maybe I'll try again. Talk to Joey from The Circle.
Joey Sasso.
Super nice guy.
From Perfect Match as well.
There you go. Yeah. He was there. He was so nice. All the Love is Blind people. I saw Natalie. I saw Deep Dee.
Nice.
And there were some Bachelor people there too, because that guy, Marshall, is cousins With Justin. So I saw Justin, talked to Mike for a long time. Just the nicest guy. Like,
Mike is really nice.
Make him Bachelor, okay? Like, can we just get him as the Bachelor? I would love to see him as the Bachelor.
Mike from Hannah Brown season.
Exactly.
Mike, he was roommates with, who was his roommate? Oh, Connor. They were roommates in Austin together for a while.
Oh, okay.
And now he's doing his own thing. I can't remember his last name at the minute. But it's like when the show's taking forever to start, do they make an announcement? Do they tell you why?
No, it was just broadcast on that giant screen. It was like, sorry for the delay. Like, we'll be back and running soon.
So you saw the same thing we were seeing. That's ridiculous.
Oh yeah. And this went on for like over an hour.
I know. So it's like so insane. Wait, so I have some more questions though.
Yes.
So So you told me that you were in a separate room than the stage where they were, where the cast was.
Exactly.
Was any audience in the same room as the cast?
Okay. So I don't know, because then when they were playing the reunion itself, you could hear voices and people being like, woo! And it sounded like they had people there, but I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either. Because if they were going to, don't you think that like Deep D and Natalie would like be in there? I feel like they would want
No, and they were sitting 5 feet away from me.
That's so interesting. Also, dirty secret, agree or disagree?
Sure.
Going to a TV taping sucks.
You know, it in concept it doesn't suck, but when you're actually there, it is like
so long.
Oh my god, I didn't realize it was going to be like over 5 hours.
Can't look at your phone. It's like there.
I got in trouble for like taking some pics and video.
Did you get anything good?
Not really. I mean, it was just like people yelling about like Zach talking about like, you should forgive everyone, blah, blah, blah. And
did you get to interact with any of the season 4 cast?
Yes. I talked to Micah. So I know.
Really?
I hate being like, she's actually super nice, but she was very sweet. She's more than willing to come on a podcast.
I don't think that she deserved all the hate that she got. Like,
I agree.
Like, she wasn't like nice, but right. she wasn't like mean like Irina. I don't dislike Micah. I'm like confused by her. Like, all the information I have doesn't add up.
Right.
But I don't think that she deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also like her Instagram is just like very different than the person I saw on television. It's just like all very confusing to me, but I don't really dislike her. I just never thought her and Paul were a match, but like,
yeah.
What was her vibe like? Did she seem sad? She seemed okay. What was her frequency?
She was like, you know, kind of, I don't even know. I mean, it's more of like when you actually interact with them, she's very, and people have been like really mean this year. Like audience members, I think, have been really mean to these people this year. Just like saying stuff about like fillers or whatever. She looked beautiful. She looked gorgeous. They all look great. And she was just like kind of quiet, which is like fine.
Yeah.
And she, throughout the show, it's not like she's the most, you know, boisterous person. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is everyone still together? Spoiler alert. Is everyone still together who got engaged on the show or got married on the show?
Yes.
So the three couples, Chelsea and Kwame.
Yep.
Bliss and Zach.
Yep.
And Brett. Well, of course they're together.
Obviously. Come on now. Yeah.
Otherwise, we would all cry. Zach and Bliss is the most shocking to me. I was certain based on his Instagram that they were no longer together. So I can't believe it. Do they seem happy?
I mean, they seem, I just don't care about those two. I'm sorry. That's really mean, but he really does seem insufferable. And I don't know why I'm just like, Bliss.
She seems normal. Yeah. I don't get it.
You seem so normal. Why are you with this guy? And of course, you know, he had his whole full beard. It looked like he was going through another quarantine.
That's why I thought they were broken up. Cause I was like, who grows that beard if they're not going through a breakup? Like, I was just like, oh, he's really sad.
He's really sad.
Confused.
No, I believe me. I get it. I know. It was so weird. And also, I just want to say one thing regarding where we were sitting. I would assume they, cause this venue was like, it was a big venue and
was it like a soundstage? Like, what was it?
No, it wasn't. But I mean, they had it all decked out nice. So I guess technically it probably was, but it was like they had couches and they had like a couple of bars. They had the bathrooms were really nice and they had a bunch of like seating area, obviously. And it's just confusing to me because like right after it ended, they all came out and like we got to like again mingle with them. But it was like, where were you beforehand?
Interesting.
You know,
were people excited to mingle? Like, were there just sort of like non-media and non-former reality people there? Like, who were they mingling with?
Well, they were mingling with each other a bunch. But again, like I talked to a decent amount of them and they were so nice. Just incredibly, incredibly nice people. So
what was your icebreaker with the cast of Love is Blind?
Nothing really. Just like, hi. Went out there. I mean, it was so funny because my friend was saying they pretty much trapped us in a room
mm-hmm.
for 5 hours. I mean, obviously we watched the reunion and stuff, but there really wasn't anything to do other than like mingle.
That's TV tapings. Seriously. I've been to a bunch of Bachelor ones. They're long.
Oh my and like, God. They're so really, long.
Yeah. So like, you said the internet was bad there. Were you aware of like the social media outcry that was happening?
Well, I mean, I was sitting by some people who were saying like, the internet is angry. Everyone's angry. Everyone's so pissed off.
Everyone was angry, me included. And Callie, we were like, what the fuck? We want to pod tonight. The playoffs are on. Let's get this going.
Yeah. I know AOC chimed in. A bunch of brands chimed in. Yeah.
Oh, the brands had a great time.
Oh,
the brands love one another time. Brand. They can like mix it up.
They do. They love, especially when it's like a brand that's like adjacent. So it's like Pluto TV was being sassy. Hulu was being sassy. Pluto. Oh, it is. It's great. It's free, which I love.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too because after the reunion, like obviously a lot of people stayed after, but like this woman sitting by me, her and her husband left because they were tired, I think, and they were just like we just waited for hours for this thing to start. So like, we're going to go here? Home. Yeah. Exactly.
I had like this vision of like. People inside the building just like freaking out and being panicked. Like, I guess that wasn't the case. But in my head, there was like hundreds of Netflix employees just like losing their shit.
Oh my God. Maybe in the actual Netflix building itself.
Did they say what was wrong? Like, did they ever announce what the issue was?
No, they didn't. The Wi-Fi didn't work at the building. And that's why I think they were in a different room in the building because I would assume that's why the live stream never worked out because the Wi-Fi was so horrible. Maybe I'm wrong in assuming that, but that's what I think.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I really felt for the people working on this. Like, we've never done on this scale, but like when we did some like lives after Game of Thrones and like some other lives, it was like really stressful. Like, is the stream gonna work? Streaming is like hard,
it's
difficult
hard.
Technology. Yeah.
Completely.
I feel like it probably was not why. If they were using wireless, I feel like that was a bad idea. So I hope they were using Ethernet and it was wired, but who knows what the tech problems are, but like, oh my God. I just feel so bad for the people who work in Netflix. This has got to be like just a really low morale day.
Oh my God. I mean, but, and also the fact that they were teasing it for so long, being like, it's going to be a live finale.
That's the thing. No one asked for this. No one asked to have this live.
I definitely
did not want that. I would have preferred it just being available like any other Netflix show, like when they, you know, when they release stuff. Like,
right.
I don't know why anyone would want Netflix to become a live platform. Like, those exist.
Right.
They have their place.
Right.
A second, I guess, like, are people going to like sign up for Netflix because they have live stuff? I don't know.
But this is just so.
This was just so avoidable. Like, to quote Brett, that was one of my favorite memes, was the picture of Brett being like, this should not happen. This is entirely avoidable.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's so true.
Don't do it live. Also, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't weigh in.
Okay.
But my expectations are low. I don't think I'm going to have like all my questions answered.
Yeah,
and I just think there needs to have a different strategy for these reunions, because I just think that there are people perhaps better suited for like the kind of cross-examination than Nick and Vanessa.
Totally. Totally. Well, and I was listening to your podcast with Callie and you guys brought that up. And I was like, yeah, I totally agree. Also, they had barely any screen time, which is fine. Ultimately, that's fine. But it's just like, you're paying these people, I don't even want to know how much money, to just show up at a dress fitting. It's just wild.
I don't know how Netflix picks their hosts. So today they announced that for the next season of Ultimatum, it's Ultimatum Queer Love, and it's a group of women and nine non-binary people in relationships. And the host is Joanna Garcia Swisher, who is the star of Sweet Magnolias. But I'm just like,
why
is she the host? Also, like,
that's random.
She just, I feel like she's pretty heteronormative. And I'm like, maybe use the opportunity to have a non-heteronormative host.
That's so weird.
I understand she's in the Netflix family already, but it's really just like very bizarre. I just feel like getting into this, like the hosting clutches of Netflix is like,
it's embarrassing.
You're gold. You're golden. Like, they must just make such easy money off of such a low commitment.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the Lachey's barely lift a finger. And they're making money. I mean, I just wish that, obviously they're not going to do it because he's Bravo's property. But if they had like Andy Cohen come in and host these reunions, I just think it would be so much better and people would be so much more excited to see them.
I definitely agree, but I'm anti Andy becoming the catch-all host. First of all, if I'm on Bravo, I'm definitely not lending him out. He did that with the Kardashians, right?
And he did.
Was it good?
You know, I didn't watch.
Well,
I'll be honest.
Me neither. But I just feel like he shouldn't have a monopoly on like the reality TV reunion.
Sure.
Like, other people have to be able to do it. So
yeah,
I just feel like this is, but someone should develop these skills. Like, I don't know. Also, you know, there's plenty of YouTubers I think could do it too.
Oh,
so just throwing it out there.
No, I like that.
Question.
Yeah.
When they finally got the stream going and you were watching, who were the other Love is Blind people like cheering for or like celebrating? Like, was there clapping? Was there responsiveness? Like, what was going on there?
It was mainly just like other people being loud, kind of.
Got it.
And just being like, ooh, like reacting to, you know, like Zach saying his, you know, being on his
platform. Irina wanted to get famous.
Yep, that. And him, he also was like all about forgiveness and was like, you know, it's just so hard for, you know, all these people to come out here like Micah and Irina, give them grace because they've been put on blast from the air, which is not wrong. They have in a way that I think is like intense.
It's crappy. Sure.
But it just like it felt to me, anything he does, I'm just like, okay.
Completely agree. I've got no time for him.
No time for him. And another thing too is like, I think like because there was nothing to do beforehand, other than like mingle and drink, I think some people got kind of drunk and started screaming too.
Oh, like in the audience?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, you know.
That sounds kind of fun.
No, it was. Don't get me wrong. It was fun. And then also, interestingly, they gave everyone in and out afterwards.
Ooh, love it. That's great.
Yeah, I know. And it was kind of random because they had really nice hors d'oeuvres beforehand, which were delicious. But it was kind of like, that's kind of weird that you would give just random in and out. I think it was like a last minute, like apology kind of thing.
Right. Okay. Well, sounds like that Netflix were good hosts, if not good streamers.
Yeah.
One more question for you. I saw a rumor that Cole and Deep D were sharing popcorn. Did it seem like they were together?
He was with her, again, sitting on a couch like one over from me. He was with her and Natalie like the whole night pretty much. Like no one really interacted with him. My friend made a point to say like, because I watched a little bit of that season, but she was much more into it. And he was just like, I don't mean to be mean, but like, he was just like kind of wandering about like aimlessly and like not a lot of people approached him to talk and stuff. And so I think they were kind of being nice and sitting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They do seem like nice. Their friendship is sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I like both of them. I hated Cole during that season. So I get it. I mean, but like if I saw him now, I wouldn't be like, I hate you. I mean, the thing about these shows is I think that like as a viewer, like I very quickly move on. Like once I watch this reunion, like the book is closed on Love is Blind season 4. But for these people, it's like lasting trauma. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny.
But it is lasting trauma. Yeah, completely.
But like I'm sure that Cole's like still fucked up from it. Hopefully they're fine. I don't know.
I mean,
I will say the only thing I take issue with is like, what do you expect when you go on a reality
show?
That's
my thing.
And you sign up to get engaged to someone you've never seen. Like, do you think people are going to be like really nice to you online about that? I'm not saying they deserve the hate, but like, this is what it is at this point. And
yeah,
I don't really know. Like, I understand that it's really damaging, and I'm not advocating for like online bullying or abuse, but I just don't know what these people expect to happen.
Exactly. I mean, it's like reality TV has been going on for decades now. You should know kind of what you're signing up for. I mean, any smart person going on the show, and I always say this about The Bachelor, it's like anytime you go on the show, you should probably watch previous seasons before going on said show. It's just kind of baffling to me when people like feign ignorance, and it's just like, okay, all right.
I know. And like, yeah, people are mean.
People are, I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, people are, and this season I have felt like the internet has been especially mean, kind of in a way that's like they're like attacking their looks, and it's just like, okay, there are other ways to like be, you know, critical of people that don't have to do with how someone looks, you know?
Yes. I completely agree. And, you know, hopefully we don't do that too much here on Bachelor Party.
I don't think you guys do at all.
I was just doing a mental inventory because I agree with you. Like how people look, I mean, that's sort of also, particularly with this show, it's sort of like, that's supposed to be besides the point, you know? So let's not dwell on it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Of all shows, Love is Blind. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I will say, I think Zach's sister, Alexia, looks like Irina.
Okay. Yes.
But he didn't know. So
but he didn't know. That's true. She looks like Irina, and so does Micah's bridesmaid friend.
Shelby. Yes. Yeah. They all look alike.
It's funny.
Totally agree. They all look alike, but that's just like totally coincidental.
Yes. Completely.
And it's funny. I mean, you know, I think that also like at a certain point, like if you're going to be angry, you got to be angry with the show. I mean.
Right. Be angry at the producers.
If you're Kwame and Chelsea and you're like, you know, you didn't get to see us actually enjoying each other, then yeah, you've got to be pissed at the editing choices and the producers. And
yeah,
not that like everyone should like be all let off the hook. And I have certainly not been nice about them. But
well, I mean, they're
I'm just dealing with the information I have from Netflix. So
exactly. And I mean, I still don't understand that relationship. And I say insane lovingly. I mean, listen, I don't understand them at all. But I do think that the producers and editors have made them a certain way that, you know, we only see however much we see, you know, on television. And not only that, but this show in particular, I find interesting because, and maybe, I don't even know if this happened this season, but I know it happened in season 2, where they left out two couples that
I know
got together. Like, what? I'm sorry. That's crazy.
They should at least get to be on the finale. Like, I'd love to hear more about it.
Right. Same. So the editing choices on Love is Blind are interesting, for sure.
They certainly are.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be discussing it even further. Tomorrow morning, Callie and I will be breaking it down. Amelia, thank you for all this behind-the-scenes scoop. I loved it. Gosh, I appreciate it. For more of Amelia, catch her on Tea Time on Fridays on Ringer Dish. And thanks to our producer, Ashley Smith. And I'll be back tomorrow.